Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
For that faith that was
once delivered unto the saints. We know that thou art a strong and mighty God, and that thou art able to deliver from any and every situation that arises in our lives. We will continue to look to you and take you at your word. Thy word is true, and thy word cannot fail. We are looking to you, Lord. We are depending on you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we send our prayers up to you. We know that thou art a prayer answering God. We know that you know all things, and you know how to work it out. You know how to fix every situation in our lives. Satan has risen up against us, but we come to you in prayer, for thou art a strong deliverer. Help us today, O Lord. Oh, my God, help us to persevere, to overcome everything that Satan throws in our way. Help us to continue to take you at your word, to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Help us, O Lord, to take hold of eternal life. Help us today, Jesus. Help us to run this race. Oh, my God. Help us to run to win the race. Keep us, oh, Lord. Continue to hold us in the hollow of thy hand and lead us on to victory. We pray that you look on every born-again believer in Christ. We pray that you will strengthen them, encourage their hearts, help them to press their way and to go through, to stand in the midst of their test. Help them, oh, Lord. You know all about it. You know what they're going through. You know how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. We are looking to you, Lord. Help us today, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to have the way and send your word, send your anointing. Bless the speaker of the hour. Continue to have your way in her life. In the name of Jesus, continue to look on those souls that are listed on the prayer list. You know every one of them by name. Touch and deliver, save and heal, forgive sins, and blot out of transgressions. Work a miracle in somebody's life. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help them to seek your face, call on your name, and run for their lives. Help today, Lord. Look on the listeners. We pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Save, heal, and forgive. Help somebody to give their life to you. Draw them unto you. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able today. We want to thank you for what you've already done.
Thank you, Lord,
thank you for deliverance. Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you
for how you blessed. Thank you for how you made the way. We thank you today, Lord.
We are not worthy,
but thou art worthy of the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Teach us to praise you and to lift up thy name and to give glory and honor unto you. You deserve all of the praise. In the name of Jesus, help us today, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, continue to go with us and stand by us. Continue to sing your word and sing your anointing. Have your way and let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the anointing. Good afternoon, and God bless everyone. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. It's the branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. So this time we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 92nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 92nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version, of Bible, and it reads, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool consider this, understand this, excuse me. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo thine enemies, O Lord, for lo thine enemies shall perish, all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." Thank God for the remembered word, the 92nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10 verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hammond Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title 1, School, and 1 is O and E. And if you would like to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. If you'd like to send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, if you're a clergy and you're feeling a little bold, you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to impart, or just an encouraging word you want to spread, you know, definitely give us a call. You can speak with us live at 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mabel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen at 701-802-5175. And that access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesday evenings at 18 East Center Street. That's in Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock p.m. Evangelist Martha Calbreath hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377, and the access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Engelman, and Missionary Kristen Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. Phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hopes teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We're going to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for David Hameen, who's recovering from surgery, Muhammad Hameen, for Otis Smith Jr., for the bereaved Holmes family, for the bereaved Mormon Fuller family, for Jeff and Jen Granitz, for Dee Dee Johansson, Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff and the bereaved Huff family, Bishop Byrd and family, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Nanfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'll just sing a small portion of this song. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all of the world thy hands have made, I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! And when I think of God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on that cross, my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. How great thou art. A song of praise unto the Lord. Thank God for that selection coming through Evangelist Khadijah, and even the psalm that she read, the 92nd number of Psalms. It was speaking of singing a song unto the Lord, that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto the name, unto thy name, O Most High. I thank God because we need to sing songs unto the Lord and give his name praise, because he has done wonderful works, great works, it says. Glory to God. Nobody can do the works that the Lord has done before us and to his people and for his people. We thank God because he is a good God, and we want
Amen.
To encourage every one of you, the listeners, those who are on the prayer list, and everyone that desires to receive a blessing of the Lord, we encourage you to listen and hear the word of God. Blessings come through obeying and obedience to the Lord. So if you want to be blessed, let's hear the word of God. And right now we're going to introduce to you the speaker of the hour, in the person of Pastor Dr. Sheila Hameen of Holy Temple. At this time, she will come forth and give us the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the opportunity once again to be on this broadcast. Thank God for all of you for tuning in on this afternoon. The Lord is truly worthy to be praised. I thank God for that prayer and his touch, for the opening scripture, and also for that beautiful selection. I just thank the Lord because God is so good and so worthy to be praised. So we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. And at this time, before we get into the scriptures, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now. Lord, we present ourselves before you, asking you to look upon us with compassion. Oh, God, speak to our hearts. Minister unto us, Lord. You know the things that we need, and we are depending on you, Lord. We are looking to you. Let every listener be blessed through your word. We believe it, oh God, and we thank you for it. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, and we'll be going to the 33rd number of Psalms. That's Psalm 33, its entirety of 11 verses. Praise the Lord. And the first verse reads, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations." Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And if you will pray with me for the next ensuing minutes, the title of the message today is Rejoice in the Lord. And the theme is Give God All of the Praise. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Give God all of the praise.
All right.
Psalm, the 33rd Psalm here. The psalmist is exhorting immediately, saying, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous." And this is directed at the righteous. For praise is comely for the upright. Something that is comely is suitable or befitting or well-favored. Praise,
yes,
only for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. So there are things that we should render unto the Lord, and that is praise. We sing unto the Lord. And when we focus on the word rejoice, rejoice means to feel or show great joy or delight, show great happiness about something. And when we think on the goodness of the Lord and how God has blessed us, we have a right to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Some people
find joy in others' sufferings or downfall. But
yes,
the Bible is exhorting us to rejoice in the Lord, to have
Amen.
Great joy and happiness about God himself. Hallelujah. And giving God all of the praise because he is worthy to be praised. And for those who find it necessary to be glad or be happy over someone else's misfortune, they have evil in them and they need to be saved. They need to be delivered.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And glory to God, because we are to rejoice in the Lord only. Amen. One scripture says, rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Praise the Lord. In rejoicing in the Lord and lifting him up with praise. There are instruments that we can use to praise our God. One is mentioned here, the harp, and also the psaltery as an instrument of 10 strings. Whatever instruments are available to you, use those instruments and give God the praise. Lift up the name of the Lord. And there is a manner in which the psalmist says to praise God or to sing unto him. It says, sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. That means that we are to perfect what we do with the Lord. We offer him praise, but in this sense, when we give God all of the praise, we play skillfully with a loud noise. It's not something that we want to put in a corner, hush, hush, or keep on a low volume. But we are to blast it out, hallelujah, to play skillfully with a loud noise. If you have a gift or a talent and you're able to sing, sing unto the Lord, give God the glory, and also sing a new song. And there's so much in that when we do these things, when we send these praises up to God. He's going to send down the blessings. And there are some people who are already taking advantage of the blessings God has given them. Some of them are blessed to have a voice to sing, praise the Lord, and they are using it for their success. Some are using it to give God the glory, others for worldly gain, for their own worldly gain. Amen.
Yes.
But let's give all the glory to God, because these things down here are temporal. And all of these things are going to pass away. Hallelujah. And only what we do for Christ will last. Going to last forever. Praise the Lord. So whatever gift you have, whatever you can offer to the Lord, let us render praise unto him. Glory, hallelujah. Now I want to look at verse 6, but first, let's think about the goodness of the Lord. Verse 5, he loveth righteousness and judgment. So the things that God loves, we are to love those things. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. No matter how much evil and tragedy, how much trouble is in the world, the Bible says the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. When we have God in our lives, hallelujah, we have goodness in the earth. Praise the Lord. We have this great blessing from the Lord that we can rejoice in the Lord and give God all of the praise. Why? Because verse 6 says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. All he had to do was just speak it, and it had to come into existence or either cease. Whatever God's purpose is, when he speaks, it shall be done. St. Matthew 4:3 says, and when the tempter came to him, we're talking about Satan, the tempter, who came to Jesus after Jesus had gone into the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And after he had completed the fast, he was hungry. And that's when the tempter came to him and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But Jesus began to answer him, saying in the fourth verse, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, praise God. So then, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, all the hosts of them, by the breath of his mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He caused the water to heap up on both sides when the children of Israel needed to cross the Red Sea. God spoke the word, and the water rose up in a heap on either side. Hallelujah. And God commanded the wind to blow all night long and dry up the ground so they could cross over that Red Sea. By his word, it was done. By his word. So we exhorted, saying, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. He is an awesome God. He is an all-powerful God, almighty God, and he is worthy of all the praises. And we are to send forth these praises unto our God. And when he spoke, it was done. When he commanded it, it stood fast. His word will never fail. His word will stand forever. And the counsel of the heathen is going to come to naught. People might try to tell you to do this or that, try to instruct you to do all kinds of things, but only the counsel of God is going to stand forever. The Bible says, the 10th verse, the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. It's God who brings it to nothing. He is the one who overthrows it. He is the one who confounds counsel, hallelujah, causing it to be nothing. And the devices of the people, he makes them of none effect. So the Bible lets us know in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So no matter what device people try to use against us, if we continue to lift up the Lord our God, if we rejoice in the Lord, as the scripture says, and give God all the praises, no matter what the weapon is or any device formed against us, it's not going to prosper. Hallelujah. Because God, he will make it of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. And I thank God for his word today. The word of God, he spoke it. His mouth spoke these words. And I love that portion of scripture that says it was spoken by the breath of his mouth. by the breath of God's mouth. And whatever
yeah.
comes out of his mouth, that's what we live by. Amen. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, we live by it. Hallelujah. This food or bread that we have down here, we eat it in the flesh, we're going to hunger again. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We can't live spiritually off of this natural food. But we need to have the food that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. And that is his word. The word of God will never fail. It will never, ever fail. It will stand forever. So I encourage
Amen.
You to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. To give praise to the Lord always, praising him. Whatever you have, give that to God. And there are often times, and as I was preparing this message, I felt the praise welling up in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the praise that needs to come out. And he is
yes.
worthy to be praised. Oh, and we sing unto him as that song was sang, oh, Lord, my God, how great thou art. Hallelujah. We recognize the greatness of the Lord. We recognize his mighty acts. We are to praise him and magnify him for all his goodness that's in the earth and for all the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon us. Oh, praise be to God. I tell you, God is a mighty, mighty good God. And no matter who you are, you can give praise to the Lord. The Bible in the 150th number of Psalms says, let every praise the Lord. Amen. You can give God praise. When you send those praises up, the blessings will surely come down. And I believe God has a blessing for everyone who is listening to this broadcast on today. You can receive the blessing. But let us render praise unto our God. You who are blessed with the gifts, being able to play instruments, play skillfully before God. Something that's done skillfully means you have the training, the knowledge, and experience that's needed to do something well, or having a lot of skills, something that's done with great skill. And when it comes to counsel, the Bible lets us know that Jesus, his name shall be called Counselor. Hallelujah. We need the counsel of the Lord. Counsel, advice, or consultation. And counsel is synonymous with guidance. When I say the word synonymous, it's like a synonym. It has the similar or same meaning. So counsel has the same meaning as guidance, direction, instruction, recommendation. And sometimes people try to give us all of these things, but they're not in accordance or in alignment with the word of God or with the laws and commandments of God, because God loves righteousness and judgment. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Only the counsel of the Lord is going to stand. So let's take heed to God's counsel, to God's advice, to his recommendation, his guidance, his enlightenment. Hallelujah. Let's take advantage of it. Praise God. And let us follow the word of God. Let's meditate in God's word day and night, that we will be found in the will of God, that the ways we have, the things we do, will be pleasing unto the Lord. Praise God. And when we give more praise unto the Lord, we will see God do great and mighty things. So let us sing unto him a new song. There are some times when we have a song that will come to our mind. The Lord will even give us the words. He'll give us the music. When we receive that, let us use it to the glory and honor of God. And I know sometimes people don't recognize what God has done and what he has given them. And I'm just saying this because the Lord is laying it on my heart. When you have a mind to do God's will, when you have a mind to glorify God with everything within you, to just give him praise from your heart, God will bless you in such a great way. You don't have to fear or be afraid of success. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear if God has blessed you and you can cut a record. Oh, glory to God. Because the way God wants to reach souls, we don't fully understand. But there's a message in the songs, in the talents, in the praise that God gives that will bring glory directly to God. Hallelujah. And in the process, you will be blessed. Amen. So don't fear. Don't draw back. Amen. Do what God lays on your heart to do, if that's what God is leading you to do. Don't fear what people might say, or, you know, they're going to try to give you counsel. No, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. But you should listen to the voice of the Lord. You should go the way that God is leading you. And if it puts you in front of an audience that you thought you would not be in front of, that is all right, because that's where God wants you to be. Even Apostle Paul, he tried to minister to the Jews, but that's not the audience God wanted him or dedicated him, anointed and called him to minister to. Praise the Lord. But God sent him in front of an audience that many people might frown upon, the Gentiles. But that's who God wanted Paul to minister to. So we don't have control of where God wants us to be. But when we praise him, when we give praise to our God, when we magnify him and lift him up, when we rejoice in the Lord, it's no telling who God is going to put us in front of, because he wants to be glorified throughout all the earth. So let all the earth fear the Lord. Amen. Let everyone, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God, and I pray that you have gained something from the word of God. And at this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer, and let's believe God together. Let us go to him believing that he is God and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Have faith today. Let your faith reach out. And anything you desire from the Lord, hallelujah, there is nothing that God will withhold from you. If you need anything, you can ask in faith, believing God and doubting nothing, and God will do it for you. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord today, in the departing of your sins, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this invitation is to you to give your life to Jesus now, to make up your mind right now that you're going to accept the Lord as your personal Savior and open up your heart and let him come in. Hallelujah. If you are sick in your body, you need to be healed. This is your opportunity. This is your invitation to believe God this day. and trust that God will make you whole, that he will heal your body. Amen. Because he can do it. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes if we just give God the praise that's due to him, deliverance will come. Amen. Breakthrough, healing, direction, guidance, it will come to us because we are praising the God of our salvation, the God of the universe, the God of heaven. Hallelujah. We send these praises up to him, believing, and God will do great things. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, have mercy upon us and look on us with compassion. Lord, we ask for forgiveness. We ask you, Lord, to take away our sins, to deliver us, oh God, and to make us whole. In the name of Jesus, cover us with your blood. We are praying right now, Lord, for every listener who does not know you in the departing of their sins. And we ask you to look on them right now while we're praying this prayer and lay your hand on them. Lord, touch right now, Lord Jesus. Save to the uttermost. Fill the souls, oh God, with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, work a miracle in their lives. Work a miracle right now while we're praying, Lord Jesus. Move in miraculous ways. We're praying, Lord, for those who are sick in their bodies and need a healing today. Oh God, send healing right now. Lay your hand on them, Lord Jesus. Make them whole, my God. Touch their bodies from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus, work wonders, oh my God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now for our leaders, asking you to give them counsel. Oh God, give them instructions. Give them spiritual enlightenment and understanding. Teach them, Lord, how to lead your people. Move upon them right now and bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Only you, Lord, my God, only you have the power. We are asking you to intervene right now. Oh, Lord, bind the enemy on all sides. Destroy the works of darkness. Tear down the strongholds, oh God. Move hindrances out of the way. Move the obstacles, oh God, and help your people to do your will. Oh Lord, work it out. Fix it for us, Lord. We want to do your will. Oh blessed Savior, we pray for those who are on the prayer list, one by one, Lord, name by name, oh God. Every name that was called out and every name that was not called out, but also need prayer. We are asking you, oh God, this favor that you will move on each one of them, one by one and name by name, and bless them today with whatever they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, move, oh my God, in a mighty way. We ask you to have mercy. Oh Lord God, look on the backslider. Help the backsliders, Lord, to return unto you, Lord Jesus. Restore their souls, oh God, and be merciful unto them. Oh God, we ask you to go into the prison. Lord God, make your holy visitation. Lord, look on them right now, Jesus. Deliver their souls, Lord, and save them. Oh God, we know you are able, Lord. Open their eyes that they may see you, the light of the world. Oh God, lead them out of darkness into your marvelous light. We know you're able. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord, that you'll continue to bless this broadcast, that you will bless abundantly, Lord, continue to grow and prosper. Let it be spread all around the world, oh Lord, and let somebody be blessed. Oh, Lord, remember the bereaved families today. Touch, Lord God, comfort and consoles each one of them. Oh, Lord, be close to the families and uphold them during this difficult and trying time. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, my God. And anything that we should have mentioned in this prayer or requested of you, Lord, you know all about it, my God. You know the unspoken request, the heart's desire. Lord God, we ask you to grant it and let it be done according to your will. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we take you at your word. We believe that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise
you.
Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your holy name. Lord, we lift you up and we bless your holy name. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, this broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Pick out for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, encouraging us to rejoice in the Lord and saying, give God all of the praise. This was a very beautiful message. And like she said, I like when she said, we ought to rejoice in the Lord only, not in other people's misfortune, not even in our own selves, but we should rejoice in the Lord. He's the giver of every good and perfect gift, and we ought to give it right back to him instead of going for ourselves and trying to rejoice in what we can do. But I've enjoyed this message. Thank God for the prayer as well. And I want to go ahead and ask Vanessa Maybell if she has remarks. Any other clergy members that are on, you can have remarks too. But I'm going to go ahead and open the floor up. God bless you, Vanessa May.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I do have remarks. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. I tell you, and give God all of the praise. All of it belong unto God, not unto us, but unto thy name. Give glory. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Yes, we want to give God all the praise because he is worthy. There's nothing that we did and that we have to boast about, but we need to give God all of the praise. All of it belong unto the Lord because he has done great works, mighty works, for his people before us, for us, and for those who are to come. So we just thank God for the word of God on this afternoon. Beautiful message, encouraging the people to give God all the praise and to rejoice in the Lord. And if you are in the Lord, we ought to rejoice. Be happy that you're in the Lord. Be happy that God gave you a chance to be saved and that you can glorify God and lift him up. I just thank the Lord for this beautiful message coming through Pastor Hameen. I want to encourage her to continue to preach Christ and continue to project this word of God because this word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for all of the listeners, and we continue to encourage you to continue listening to this broadcast. And at this time, I'm going to turn this part of the broadcast back into the hands of the host.
And praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Advantage Media. I didn't mean if you have remarks, please forgive me for saying that. The choice of words was wrong, but. Yeah, I wanted to let you have some words. But thank God for you, and also thank God for the word again coming to advance. I mean, I want to say that I keep preaching the word of God, and if there are no more remarks at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for those beautiful exhortations and remarks. I thank the Lord for this broadcast, and thank God for all of you listeners. And
Amen.
I thank the Lord because your support means much, and we want you to know that we appreciate your prayers, your support, your love, And whatever you do to support this ministry and to help us in this ministry, we are truly thankful and grateful for each one of you. And may the Lord bless you continually. And we just thank the Lord for all things that have been said and done. And if there's nothing further, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. And we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, let us continue to give God the praise. Let us rejoice in the Lord. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
Thank you, Hameen.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to make a correction on the for the radio, Gospel Truth broadcast. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and the access code is 5847-681 pound. I just wanted to make that correction, and also I'd like to say happy birthday to Sister Sheila Jones. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to Sister Sheila. She's out working, and she played skillfully.
Yes.
Thank you for her.
Amen.
I recall those times when the anointing would come, and she would start playing and hitting those notes on that keyboard, on that organ.
Yes.
Right? Ah, thank you, Jesus. That's it.
Amen.
Forth in the prayer. She would come on the organ sometimes with the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Woo, glory to God. I tell you, let's rejoice in the Lord. And until the Lord comes down. We thank God for Priscilla. And if she's listening, I also want to wish her a happy birthday.
Amen.
Praise God. Anything else? If not,
happy birthday to Sister Sheila too. Sorry.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for her. And so this does.
And Joanna. I believe it's Joanna's birthday as well.
Somebody else?
Oh, yes.
Little Joanna, yeah.
Oh, okay. We thank God for
Little Elder Sister Sharon Linda's granddaughter.
All right. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all of those who have a birthday today.
Amen.
And in this month, if it's
all
happy belated birthday. If it hasn't, happy early birthday. If it is today, happy birthday.
Yes.
Amen. Thank the Lord. So at this time, conclude the broadcast. May God bless you and good night.